The Jason and Alexis podcast is brought to you by our friends at Sears Imported Autos, serving four generations of happy, returning customers.
Sears Imported Autos is just 10 minutes west of downtown on 394 in Minnetonka. More information at searsimports.com.
Hey, Jace, did I see you drive by my house in a new car?
You sure did there, Goober. I waved to you in your front lawn.
Nice. I didn't know you were getting a new one. Where did you go, Jason?
I went to Sears Imported Autos, and I really wasn't planning on getting a new car. But I went online, I saw a car, I went in there, and Sue, I love Sue, her service was amazing, and it really was one of those examples of customer service makes a difference. And it's not a surprise to me. They've been in business for over 55 years, serving not one, not two, not three, four Lex and Dawn, four generations of happy customers, and now I'm one of them. They were named best of the best for Mercedes for 2018 and 2019. I mean, it is really where, as they say, quality meets affordability. The selection of their certified pre-owned vehicles will help you find like a dream car at the price you want. So if you're going to get a car, Dawn or Lex, Sears Imported Autos. Where are they again, Lex?
Sears Imported Autos is just 10 minutes west of downtown on 394 in Minnetonka.
More information at searsimports.com.
And when you walk into Sears Imported Autos, make sure you say you heard about them from Jace.
I'm pleased and happy to repeat the news that we have, in fact, caught and killed a large predator that supposedly injured some bathers. But as you see, it's a beautiful day. The beaches are open. And people are having a wonderful time.
Good morning, everyone.
And it got better.
And
see?
Welcome to Jason and Alexis, Read Between the Lines, in the morning. Live on My Talk 107.1 and live streaming all over the earth at My... I'm awful. Streaming all over the earth at MyTalk107.1.com. I'm Jason Matheson. And joining me every single day when she's not going back into the water, ladies and gentlemen, Alexis Thompson.
Good morning, Fluffy.
Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, Don McLean.
Good morning. And good morning to Kenny.
I'm in the water. Here we go.
No.
Are you naked?
Yeah, of course I am.
Of course. And good morning to all of you on this Wednesday, March 3rd, 2021. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the day. Welcome to your life. And welcome to National 33 Flavors Day. It's Baskin-Robbins Day. Welcome to National Canadian Bacon Day. Welcome to National I Want You to Be Happy Day. Welcome to National Anthem Day. Welcome to National Moscow Mule Day. Welcome to National Mulled Wine Day. Welcome to National, and this is for Kenny, Cold Cuts Day. Welcome to National Deckfast Day. That's eating breakfast at your desk. Welcome to National...
That's so stupid.
I can't... deck. Welcome to National Talk in the Third Person Day. Welcome to National What If Cats and Dogs Had Opposable Thumbs Day. And welcome to your very first sip of delicious coffee.
This is, excuse me, a damn fine cup of coffee.
How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee. How the hell's your coffee? Your cup of coffee.
Alexis, how was your deckfast today?
Oh, my deckfast. This is my rough road Ethiopian black dark roast blend.
Oh, 2 days in a row you've had a little rough road.
I blame the impractical jokers.
Okay, we'll have to ask more about that in a second. McLean, Dawn, your tea.
My tea is thoughtful, tidy, tough, and unassuming.
Kenner Mattel, how's your deckfast?
On the third day of the third month, Kenny is drinking his normal crabby blend that keeps Kenny crabby, which means Kenny is happy, and when happy Kenny is crabby, all is well within Kenny's soul.
Wow, yeah.
Okay. Mine is alarming, dire, dreadful, fearful, fearsome, and forbidding. Cheers, everyone. Cheers.
Oh, here we go.
It's going to be a great show.
Isn't it? Happy Deckfast Day. I got
to
tell you.
I need to have Deckfast more often. That sounds lovely, but I never do it.
This is perhaps one of the wackiest collections of days I've had in a while. Baskin Robbins, which always reminds me.
Geese.
Well, Alexis, you know, and kids don't do this anymore.
Nope.
A great rite of passage, and that's prank phone calls, because a caller ID ruined that crap in the late 90s. Mm-hmm. But kids I used to love to prank phone call, and I would do it over my friend David Lang's house, and his parents even got into it. And my favorite prank call, and if she was feeling better, I would call her right now. I'm talking about Bea Arthur, but this is what I would do. Ring, 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 ring. Hi, this is Biff from Baskin and Robbins, and if you can name 31 flavors in 31 seconds, I'll give you $31.31. Now go! Chocolate, butter pecan, peppermint. You know, and then sometimes they would say, you know, F off, or, you know, crazy.
Oh,
you know. But yeah, that was
pressure.
Yeah, Biff from Baskin and Robbins. I loved. Yep, that was my favorite prank I used to do.
Oh.
But anyway, so we have 33 flavors day. Like I said, I want you to be happy day. So that's a nice one. Deckfist. And again, the wackiest. What if cats and dogs had opposable thumbs day?
Oh. They'd be stealing so that ice cream.
Biggie could feed himself. Dexter and Big could feed themselves. That would
could
be great.
Let themselves out.
Yeah. They could. Mm-hmm. They could open the door. So
how fast they could type.
I know. And Moscow Mule Day, which the popularity of the Moscow Mule over the last decade has
thanks
tripled. Oh, thanks. You're right. It's the Oprah effect. When she drank it on her camping trip with Gail. It skyrocketed. That's Alex is not joking. And now the big problem is ding dongs steal from restaurants the Moscow Mule mugs, the copper the mugs that they put them in.
It keeps them nice and cold.
Oh. Yep. Yep. The people steal them all
ruining
the time.
It for so. Everybody.
You know, come that's on, why we people. Lex, that's why we can't have nice things. That's why we can't have nice things. Yeah.
Man.
Why are you, this is 2 days in a row, is it the child or is it the husband keeping you awake?
I can't even blame the kid for this.
You can't?
We just started, because he's been going to bed at 8, which has been glorious. We have adult time.
Oh, yeah.
We actually look at each other and ask, you know, what's going on? What are you doing tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
Plan
adult
for the future.
Conversation.
Plan
nice.
For the future. Lex.
Exactly.
Plan
in
for
the
our...
moment, just go to bed, please, please.
Yeah.
So I can't even blame him. We just, we did our catching up, and then we started watching Impractical Jokers. Have you guys watched this on True TV?
I can't
no.
do it.
Four
I don't
buddies.
Like it. Makes me mad. Makes me crabby. Fills me full of angst.
Oh. I thought you said a crabby Kenny is a happy Kenny.
Yeah.
This is crabby Kenny, not crabby happy Kenny.
Oh.
There's different levels. I got you.
I've never seen this, Lex.
The four guys, they started doing improv, like they've been friends since like middle school.
Okay.
And they just do pranks on the public, on each other. They punish each other and do just kind of outlandish things.
Sounds like Jackass.
It's hilarious. Yeah, kind of.
Kind of. Is this the one, Lex, where they have one of them has an earpiece in and the other one will... direct a scene and tell them to, you know, act the fool in public?
Yep. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. They have different challenges and they have to say whatever the other jokers say in their ears.
That sounds great.
Yeah. They did something at the state fair. Well, now would be 2-3 years ago now. But
at
anyway.
Our state fair?
Uh huh. Yeah. They did a live show. I think they did something in the state theater.
Oh.
They travel around anyway. They're the Tenderloins. That's their improv
that's
group.
That's what I call Kenny on Saturdays. That's right.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Right.
You know, they run marathons and you just keep going, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Tenderloin.
I don't know if I think I might be with Kenny on this. I think I would have severe I would have severe secondhand embarrassment.
Yeah, you probably will. Yeah.
Yeah.
They crack me up, though. So then it's like a marathon. You just keep going, and all of a sudden it's midnight. I'm like,
oh my gosh. Wow.
This is way too late.
Yeah.
Because I tried to watch 2001 Space Odyssey again. I am having to watch this thing in chunks.
Oh, wow. That does not bode well for our... Well, no, it bodes well for our Friday broadcast.
How are you doing watching it?
I
watched it twice.
Are you doing okay, Kenny?
I was in my younger days, I partook in a lot of, how do I put this, Dawn?
Drugs.
Drugs.
Where's this going?
Go ahead and say it.
So it's pretty easy for me to watch.
Touché.
It's really easy for me to watch.
Lex, I actually, I got through it, and I have a little bit left. I have a little bit left. I'm going to be Han Solo for the next couple days, so I'm going to finish it. Yeah, I'm going to finish it probably this evening. So, yeah.
Okay.
Wow, you're...
I'll try again today.
Okay. Wow, this is going to be fun on Friday.
Yeah, if you're Friday, 8:30, guys.
You're having that much trouble with it. McLean, how are you? You already did it. McLean is... Dawn, why am I even asking? Dawn is like... She's the the moment we got, she got done with Donna and Steve on the day we got assigned, she started watching it.
I've retitled it 2001 A Sleep Odyssey. So I'm right there with Lex. I'm right there. I'm working on it in chunks every day.
Wow. I'm the,
it really is.
It's going to be difficult for me to wait till Friday because I'm not going to give anything away.
No, don't give anything away. Tune in for Friday, where we got to make people pay for this, Kenny.
Yeah.
Right.
We got bills to pay. Hey, guys, register for the Pick Your Prize My Talk app sweepstakes, a contest with the longest name ever. Each weekday, March 8th through the 25th, we're going to award two winners with $100 each, plus those winners will be entered for the grand prize drawing. And then you get to, pick your prize. You can choose from stuff like a Sea-Doo watercraft, a family trip to Disney World, a $10,000 Rosedale shopping spree, and more. If you haven't signed up for this, you need to right now. Do it on our website, mytalk1071.com. When we return, hey, good looking, a new Frappuccino flavor. Lex has that story. And... pineapple lemonade next. Warning, here comes a cliche, ladies. Your smile is your calling card to the world.
Yeah, even though people can't see our smiles on the radio.
Well, they can sense we're smiling even during your dad jokes, Lex.
Dawn, I don't know if I would categorize that post-joke look as smiling.
Rude!
All jokes aside, your smile is so important, and if you don't like yours for whatever reason... it can be debilitating. It can really affect the quality of your life. And that's why we're so proud to represent Dr. Amy Hughes at Hughes Dental. Dr. Amy has her fantastic virtual smile consults. Here's how it works. You email Dr. Amy with your smile concerns. You can even upload a pic at hughes-dental.com. And Dr. Amy will send you back a private video message detailing an action plan. And here's one of the best things. There's no pressure to buy. She doesn't believe in that stuff. This is your year to change your smile. And yes, here's another cliche, change your life.
And she's the best at cosmetic dentistry. Don't you have a fun nickname for Dr. Amy, Jace?
I sure do. The Yoda of cosmetic dentistry.
Trust her, we do.
Very good Yoda there, Dawn. Contact Dr. Amy and take advantage of her virtual smile consults at hughes-dental.com. And don't forget, Dr. Amy can be your regular dentist too. She's my regular dentist. Again, that's hughes-dental.com.
Say hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me?
It is our federally mandated food, dining, and drink talk. Just for you 6 o'clock friends. Only for you 6 o'clock friends. Because you're special. Hey, good looking, what you got cooking? You are special. Frappuccino. Let's talk Frappuccinos, Lex. What you got for us, Lex?
Okay,
what you got for us?
Okay, guys, all right. You know we like WandaVision on Disney Plus.
Yes.
Well, now you can order a WandaVision Frappuccino at Starbucks. I'm curious to see if you are interested, especially you, Jace, for ordering this, because you hit Starbucks
fairly often.
I should own part of the company.
Probably.
Yeah.
And you do like the Frappuccino, right?
No.
All right, well then.
No, I look, I'll drink. No, look.
It's
let me,
really.
Thank you.
No,
sweet. It is. I like them. I just don't order them with any frequency, but I enjoy them. I mean, they're delicious. They're a calorie bomb, but, you know, hey, anyway.
Yeah, like, can I just have one sip? Sometimes I wish I could just order just a little baby serving of it, you know?
Yeah.
But this is not on Starbucks' regular menu. So here's what you do if you want to order the WandaVision Frappuccino. You order a vanilla bean Frappuccino, ask for one pump of white mocha syrup and one pump of raspberry syrup. Ask for whipped cream on... Oh, Jace, there's more. Ask for whipped cream on the bottom of the cup with strawberry puree and mocha drizzle.
What?
And then...
That's a lot to take.
Is there coffee in it?
Oh, there's one more step, guys. Yeah, it's the Frappuccino. You've got the vanilla bean Frappuccino. Then ask for whipped cream on the top as well with chocolate drizzle.
Oh my gosh.
What the hell?
That is a lot of stuff.
So you get the black, brown, and red colors of TV static that you see on the show.
Oh, I see.
So it's, can you imagine that? The strawberry, raspberry, mocha, chocolate, whipped cream, plus the vanilla bean Frappuccino flavor. Wow. Wow. Are you guys going to do that?
Lex is getting a caffeine high just reading the recipe.
Well, I like my coffee black, and I like Americanos with nothing else. So, wow. Yeah. That is like, that's, you're right. That's a lot to take in right now.
It is.
You've got mail.
Unpaid researcher Phil Jones, who has family that works at the Starbucks, writes simply, baristas will hate you if you order that.
Yeah. Oh, that too. I mean, that's very specific.
They're not working at Baskin-Robbins, for God's sake.
That's right. McLean for the win on that one.
I mean, yeah. That's like making a sundae.
Lex, repeat that. Lex, repeat the order. Can you repeat it one more time?
Sure,
more time.
Okay. You order a grande vanilla bean Frappuccino.
Okay.
Ask for one pump of white mocha syrup and one pump of raspberry syrup.
Uh-huh.
Then you ask for whipped cream on the bottom of the cup with strawberry puree and mocha drizzle. Uh-huh. Then ask for whipped cream on the top as well, but with chocolate drizzle. And it says to give your barista a big thank you.
And up some money, some extra money, yeah.
And then you can give them that tip when you're on the floor after they punch you in the face.
And ask for some insulin shots as well.
That's a sugar bomb.
Oh my goodness. Oh my no. We can't be doing this to the poor baristas because they hate, and we know this. Oh, we know this. They hate making Frappuccinos normally. Period. Like, period.
Because that's a blended drink.
Yes, yeah. They hate it.
They hate it. And now, look, I mean, we're paying for it. I love the service industry, but I don't subscribe to the, hey, I'm not going to order just because they don't like making it. I don't like reading about crazy contests, but I, you know, we have to.
Yeah. It's work.
So, I, you know.
When it can be easily on tape. Yeah.
But we
and
do
the
it.
Emails too.
Yeah. I don't like reading B. Arthur's emails, but I have to.
Uh-huh.
Or I could be Lori Bargini and not open emails since Barack Obama was president. But I mean, that's a whole different segment. But anyway. I would still order them, but you're doing so at your own peril. I mean, you are. And I double, triple dare you to order this monstrosity on a hot summer day when there's a giant line. I dare you. I triple dare you to order this from a barista. Oh, yeah. The look you will get. Oh, yeah.
This is something the Impractical Jokers would do, and I think now that you say this, I think you'd hate the show.
Oh, yeah. I probably would. Yeah.
Anyone interested in this at all?
No. Not just Phil, but Panda, our girl Panda.
Yes. Oh, what'd she say?
Because she was a barista, or is. Yep.
She goes, I co-sign. Baristas will hate you. I still have PTSD and barista rage.
There you go. She got out of it. You got out.
I love the Panda.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, we're coming up on 626. We're not done with the food talk. Dawn has pineapple lemonade news and Denny's news. Only here. No, Kathy Werzer doesn't do these stories. Next. Jason and Alexis in the morning. I'm My Talk 107.1, Everything Entertainment. Everything.
Hello, buddy.
That's right. Hey, buddy. Jenny from Chicago.
Hello, buddy.
Hello. Hi. Jace with Lex, Dawn, and Kenny. Lex, how's that cursing baby doll? Have you given that to Zen yet?
You mean my real kid?
No, yeah, exactly.
Oh, wow. My God. Oh, yes. My.
We have not talked about that. Put a paper clip there. Let's wrap up.
Oh, but I got the doll right here, though, Jace. You want to pull a string?
Yeah, let me pull it. Here we go.
Yeah.
Good night, moon again.
Jesus. Oh, sweet.
Pull it one more time. Oh,
okay, here we go.
Here we go, yeah.
Will somebody please change my diaper?
Ooh. That's right. Cute baby doll.
Wow.
It's great.
So sweet.
He's teaching Zen how to... Teaching Zen how to cuss, believe me. We'll get to that in just a second. Okay, pineapple lemonade, Dawn, as we wrap up. Hey, good looking.
Okay, pineapple lemonade is great, but is it great in a beer? Because Natural Light, the cheap beer that we all called Natty Light, right? They have a new line called Natter Days. And I guess it's like
Lex.
I wonder if they celebrate a special weekday.
Natter Days, it's a light lager, and they have flavors, basically. This one is Natter Days pineapple lemonade beer.
Gross.
Now, people actually loved the original Natter Days, which was strawberry lemonade Natter Days. That came out in 2019.
Dawn, do they have any watermelon sugar beer?
No! And they shouldn't, because it should be banned. The song and all beers that have anything to do with watermelon sugar. So, what do you think? It might be good. Who knows?
I love a summer shandy.
Okay. But
that's still not quite, it's, you know, lemony or orangey.
Yeah.
But I try it.
I'm not a beer connoisseur, so I'll leave this to you guys. Kenny, I think, spoke for a lot of folks. Kenny, this sounds disgusting to you?
Yeah, just give me a Guinness or something. Get away from me. Leave two Guinnesses there and then go away.
Yeah. It's kind of like the Frappuccino. Maybe just a sip and then that's all we need to know. It's probably what we expect. It's not very good. And move right along.
They're trying to compete with things like White Claw, I think. You know, just things that are flavored, maybe like a malt.
Yeah, I don't.
Substance. Well, you know.
Steve Kornacki, what do you think of it?
That was a lot to take in just now.
That's right, yeah. It's a lot.
And then I have some Denny's items for you.
Oh.
You would, God, I love the segment.
If
go
you
ahead.
What's know this? What's new at Denny's? Well, they're dishing up a lot of new menu items. Okay. One is a new pot roast bowl smothered in gravy, which is just a bunch of crap you throw in a bowl.
Is it pasta?
No,
it's just meat.
It's meat. It's potatoes. It's basically what you would have in a pot roast. It's just not pretty. It's in a bowl.
It's just in a bowl. Oh, okay.
With gravy all over it.
To cover it up.
Yeah. Another is salty. Called the Chicken Addiction Bowl, which is basically...
Be very careful saying that again, Dawn.
Chicken Addiction Bowl. It's just a pile of stuff that's left over, you know. And then there's also the new Nashville Hot Chicken Melt, which that sounds the best out of all of them.
It does,
Of all of them. But there's one more thing.
What?
A Skookie, which is a skillet cookie. It's a chocolate chip cookie with a molten chocolate center served with served in a personal skillet, topped with vanilla ice cream and caramel. And TGI Fridays called from 1999 and they want their dessert back.
Thank you. Yeah. Oh.
That's probably why we're all like, yum. Yeah.
I mean, it is fun to have a little personal skillet.
Is it? Yes. I was about to complain about it. You can keep the skillet in the kitchen. I don't need all that extra drama. Just give me my cookie and ice cream.
I'm just thinking of the personal part of again. It. Don't touch
it. And it sucks whenever it's a personal skillet and people are like, oh, can I have a bite of that? And you're like, get your own personal skillet.
Personal skillet for a reason.
Right.
Get your hands off my skillet.
Yeah.
I never understood why Denny's didn't just stick with the baseball terms.
What?
I love they've got the Grand Slam, right? Is that where you can get that, the breakfast?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You get everything. Why don't they just stick with those type of fun baseball terms? Well, get the shortstop.
Well, they got to have cool things like Moons Over Miami. I mean, that's one of the best items.
They have that there?
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah.
Lex, can they just use baseball terms? Can I have the home run burger, please?
Yeah. I mean, Stick to it.
God, I haven't been to a Denny's since God was in diapers.
Since I was studying late night in college.
Yeah. I haven't.
I don't think ever? I've ever been to a Denny's.
Really?
My choice was always Perkins.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Perky. Yeah. Let's go to Perky.
That's basically the same thing.
Lots of Perkins.
Yeah. I would think so. Yeah.
We had neither of those in, and Dawn, I don't know about Dirty Missouri, but we didn't have either of those in Indiana. We had a non-chain, a family owned like five restaurants in our town, and one of them was Dino's. And Dino's was open around the clock, so all the teenagers hung out there, including my friend group, and that's where we went. And it's the same thing. It's a family restaurant, a lot of booths, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of classic American food. Yeah, a lot of senior citizen discounts. I mean, you know, pie case when you walk in. You know what I mean? The whole thing. Right. The whole thing.
Yeah. Thank you, coffee.
I worked at a place like this. It's called Village Inn. Have you ever been to one of those?
Oh, yes, we had those in Indiana too.
That was my very first job was Village Inn breakfast place.
If we ever turn my restaurant into like a sit down place, I want vintage pie cases, because when I think of those family restaurants of the 80s, I think of those tall, don't remember guys, those tall and they spin.
Yeah, spinning pie.
Yep. Yes. And when you walk in, I want those. I want a place like that. I want an old fashioned diner. That's what I want. But
and bathrooms with doors that lock so you can go in there with your girlfriend.
Whoa.
That's always important. Oh. Perkins at 3 a.m.
Oh, wow.
Can we just take a turn?
He's serving his own moons over my hammy. Moons there's over my more. Kenny.
There's your Grand Slam. Yeah. There's
nothing why more romantic.
Moon. Oh, there's your Grand Slam, Alexis said.
Nothing more romantic than a Perkins bathroom at 3 a.m.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah.
With a side of sausage. That's right. Yeah.
Oh, boy. It's a pot roast bowl from Kenny in the bathroom.
It's just a bunch of stuff.
Well, don't say what it's topped with.
Just lock the door and turn on the fan. We'll be fine.
Oh, God. Oh, my belly hurts. Oh, God.
I thought everybody did that. I guess I might be wrong.
Oh, my gosh. Oh,
no. No, Kitty. Not everyone does that. No.
No. We have hot sheets, cool treats.
We treat you right. Oh.
Oh, boy.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Six. Okay. 6:39, everybody. Let's turn a corner here. And have you guys seen the preview for the Real World New York reunion?
I haven't yet.
No.
I
just
okay. It was coming back.
Okay. I wasn't sure
they were reuniting.
Yeah. At first, I wasn't sure what the hell this was. I thought, okay, is this just... I saw a commercial for a reunion special. Like, you know, like a Real Housewives special where the cast sits down. Oh, no. It's one of the great things. Paramount Plus is actually looking better and better every day. Agreed. This is coming to Paramount Plus, and it is actually the very first cast of The Real World returning to the very same loft in New York and doing a new season, a reunion season.
No, a whole season.
Wait, they're actually living? I thought they were just getting together to talk about how their life has changed. And
no.
Wow, so that's new.
Oh, yeah. No, Lex, it is a season. It's not a reboot, but it is going to be on Paramount Plus. And it's all,
Now I'm really in. I loved that first season. Well, the first few seasons, it actually was real.
Yeah. And it looks real. Well, here's a little bit of the trailer. And again, let's listen to it and we'll talk about it on the other side.
This is the true story
of seven strangers.
I can't believe we're in the same place.
It still smells the same. It still looks the same. Okay, we are officially re-roommated.
Oh my God.
This is where we live.
This is totally insane.
Holy.
This is not going to happen. They can't do this to seven people.
If I'm attracted to someone of my own sex, why should I be so afraid of it?
Get off the black-white thing!
It's a reality!
Find out what happens
when people stop being polite
and start getting real.
All over again.
Heather. Okay, let's take a break.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll tell you my observations. So that's The Real World Homecoming New York on Paramount Plus. Let's take a break. We'll talk about it the other side. Jason and Alexis in the morning talking The Real World Homecoming New York, which will debut on the brand new Paramount Plus streaming service, which I think I'm right on this, switches over tomorrow.
When I think Jace. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's Thursday. And what I mean switching over is right now it's called CBS All Access. It'll become Paramount Plus tomorrow.
Do you have to pay more?
I don't think so. I think it's the
same.
And
does it automatically transfer over?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I don't think you have to do anything.
Okay, well,
you
have to go to the HBO Max we had to, so.
Yeah, I think you have to go to the App Store maybe and just update CBS All Access.
Okay. I'll have to tell Donnie.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
but I'm excited, and the more I hear about this, the more excited I am. I had no idea that there was also going to be another Star Trek show with Captain Pike about the maiden voyages of the Enterprise. And I love that character of Pike that was on Discovery. Anyway, let's get back to The Real World, though. This trailer looks so good, but yet a little depressing. And what I mean by that is some of the same issues they were dealing with in the early 90s, they are still dealing with in 2021 in the house.
Yep. I watched it in a commercial break here. Jeez,
did you?
That's exactly my takeaway.
Yeah.
When they're having the same conversations, and is it worse?
Yeah.
The other thing Andre brought up.
Oh, yep.
Man.
They're still having.
How many years has it been now?
Well, 91.
Oh.
Yeah. 30 years. Yeah. So 91. And for the youngins out there, you know, because it is our job as pop culture elders to teach. To put this in perspective, first of all, you have to go back to 91 and think about a world where reality TV wasn't a genre.
It was only The Real World.
Yes.
That was the first reality show.
Yeah. There wasn't even a term. I mean that didn't happen until Survivor. Mm-hmm. Survivor in 2000. That really started it, and then Big Brother was shipped over here from, I believe, England.
They presented it like an experiment. You got strangers.
Yep.
They're living together. What's gonna happen?
Well, and also the fact that you didn't see these conflicts other than in daytime talk shows. Because daytime talk shows broke those barriers as far as talking about infidelity and gay issues. But for a show, you really didn't see gay people on television.
No.
You just didn't. This was 6 years before Will and Grace. This was 5 years before Ellen. And
there's Norman.
Then there's Norman openly talking about it. And I got to tell you, as in Dawn, I'm sure I could see a nodding your head right now. As a guy growing up in the 90s, I was transfixed because, you know, I didn't come out until years later, but I knew it. So to see a gay person living his life on television reflected back to me. Oh, my goodness. You know, before that, we just didn't have that. And to talk about racial issues between my, you know, folks of my generation, you just didn't see that.
Yeah.
So it was revelatory. I mean, it really, really was. It changed television. Few shows can say that. The real world can say that. It changed television. And I'm really excited to watch this, though.
Yeah, me too.
Well, and then there's the other little tidbit to mention before we move on. Eric Nies is not living in the house.
Oh, he's not?
Oh. No.
Okay.
And no one quite knows why. He did an interview and he said it'll be revealed in the show. But he is the only original roommate that is there. He's kind of zooming in. He is not living in the house. And it wasn't by his choice, from what I gather.
Oh, was it COVID?
I don't know. Maybe some drama. I don't know. Past stuff maybe coming back. But anyway, you can see it on Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus. Let's talk about network TV. The ratings are in for the Golden Globes. What are we looking at, Lex?
Oh, not good, you guys.
Really?
This is the lowest ever.
Well.
Are we surprised?
No. Show of hands, anybody? Okay, no one's surprised.
13-year low, 2/3 of the audience. It lost that many people.
Oh!
Compared to last year. Yeah.
Well, I mean, here's the recipe. You have movies, you have a lot of smaller movies that a lot of folks didn't see.
Yep.
You had the controversy surrounding the voting body. You had COVID.
Yep.
You had a show basically done like a Zoom meeting. And
right. I'm just surprised people didn't even tune in for the curiosity factor of it all. How much does someone have to watch before the Globes get credit for it? Is it 13 minutes?
No.
Is it 30?
You get credit. No. You get credit. It's done by the quarter hours. So if you watch, if you are a Nielsen, if you watch for, I think, 5 minutes, you get credit or something like that. I don't know. It's something similar. But yeah. And if you look at the ratings, I think it did do well the first the first half hour. And then it just kept going down. So,
yeah, 6.9 million viewers, which is down 64%.
Wow.
Oh
yeah!
Oh, that!
Oh that my gosh!
Wow,
significant.
That hit the groin.
That's a big deal. The other thing I thought people would be into, not only just for how are they going to do it, is that yes, there's a lot of smaller films, but it feels more accessible than ever, being that you could stream it or they're Netflix movies. If you're already a subscriber, that's free to you. But that still didn't bring people to the yard.
Nope. No. Go ahead, Donna.
No,
sorry.
I just wonder what people were doing. We've been so wrapped up in our own choosing our own entertainment to, you know, like
I think you just nailed it.
Like I'm already watching Umbrella Academy right now. I don't want to stop to watch this or whatever you're doing. You know,
right. My show.
Mm-hmm. And you think there's a possibility that people are just sick of celebrities heaping praise upon themselves?
And
the preachy. That was the other thing that kept getting me. It's like, guys, I get it. You're taking it seriously, your role as a role model, but sometimes it's just
too much.
Thanks for the award. Moving right along.
Right. Yeah, I don't believe, and I put everything under the umbrella. I call it the shut up and sing, the Dixie Chicks thing. I don't always subscribe to that.
No.
I think, look, if you have a good platform, use it. But when you do it constantly, it becomes white noise and static, and the impact of your message is lost because you're tuning more people out than you are engaging them. When all you're doing is preaching and
telling us how to live our lives,
exactly. Yeah. people, you know, do it occasionally. You know what I mean? I mean, if there's a cause, and also narrow it down. You know what I mean?
Yes.
If you can't save the whales and the barn owls and the environment and osteoporosis and you know what I mean?
And all in
and,
one.
And everyone all be kind speech. To each other.
No.
It's like we are.
No, pick a cause that matters and stick to that. It was advice I was given years ago, and it serves folks well. Just that's the thing too. And people nowadays are not in the mood for this anymore. They're just not in the mood to be told how to live their life.
And a quick speech like that, it's just not the time, because a lot of times too, they're sitting there reading it from a piece of paper.
Yeah,
and yeah, no emotion. Already out.
Yep. We're out right now, by the way. The 6 o'clock hour is over. It's completed.
Right. We did it, guys.
We did it. We're done. You know what? And I don't think we're going to continue. I think we're just going to be done for the day. So,
all right.
Kenny, go ahead.
Be kind to each other.
That's right.
Don't hurt the environment.
Go out there. Oh. That's right.
Vote for who I tell you to vote for.
Save the barn owl, Kenny. Save the barn owl.
Save the barn owl. And get rid of your grill brushes. Grill brushes should be banned.
Come on now.
Dolly Parton proves again she's a treasure. That and more when we come back.